out here with Jets assistant head coach Anthony Lynn, who doubles as the team's running backs coach. Earlier this week, Marty Morningweg, your offensive coordinator, said the offense is light years ahead where it was at this point last year. Do you see the same thing?
I believe so. You know, when you think back to last year, the first OTA practice, the first week of OTAs, we were light years behind. But the first practice was outstanding. I mean, we made plays down the field. Guys knew where to go. I mean, that was nice.
What are you trying to get accomplished out here at OTAs? You have 10 sessions in all, and then everything kind of concludes, winds down before training camp with your mini camp.
We're trying to install our system, and some guys know it, some guys don't know it. So we get the system installed and guys knowing what they're doing, so when we get to training camp, we can have the competition that we're looking for. That's what we're trying to get out of this. You know, we don't have pads on, so you don't get much out of the running game, but you are getting some critical timing in the passing game.
One guy who's not out there for you right now is Chris Johnson. He's continuing to rehab from injury. What is he going to bring to your group?
Well, I hope explosion. You know, he's a pretty fast dude. So thank John Isaac for bringing him in. We wanted explosion. He brought us in an explosive guy. It's our job to get him in space and get him in certain matchups and use him the right way, and I'm sure we will. But we're glad he's here.
What did you think of the years Chris Ivory and Bilal Powell just had for you?
You know, I thought those guys had really, really good years. Obviously, wasn't good enough. We missed the playoffs. But Chris, all backs over 100 attempts. He led the league in yards after contact. Bilal was very solid. He had a nice average. He was a third down back. I mean, there's so many things that Bilal can do. He has a nice skill set. But I think Chris Ivory is just one of the best power runners in our game today.
Coach, is this a good problem to have, so much talent that you have now assembled in the backfield? Because people are asking me, how are you going to distribute the carries and the touches back there?
Players are already asking me, too. It is a good problem. It's a very good problem. We have three solid backs right now.
Last year, you guys finished sixth in the NFL in rushing overall. And a lot of people forget, too, even before the addition of Chris Johnson, you were one of the league leaders in 20 plus carries as far as getting those explosion plays on the ground.
You know, I think there's a misunderstanding of what ground and pound really is. To me, it just means you're committed to the run. And you don't finish in the top 10 if you're not committed to the run. So we're still committed to the run, and we're going to run the football. And when people try to take it away from us, we're going to take advantage of what they give us, and we're going to go over their heads. So that's ground and pound.
Geno Smith, we saw what he could do on the ground, and then you've added a dual threat and Michael Vick as well, who's the only quarterback in NFL history to pass for 20,000 yards and to run for 5,000 yards as well.
I know, that's a pretty nice combination right there. Both of those guys are mobile quarterbacks, and you can do some zone read things with those guys that traditional dropback passers can't get away with. But that helps the running game as well, but it also opens up the passing game.
Geno Smith, quarterback draw. He'll run it up the middle, at the 5, moves the pile, end zone, touchdown!